Chicago markets while chickens took a bath for the second time this week. Once again, today's major story. Yours truly, your own Farm Reports director, Les Nessman, has been named the winner of the coveted Silver Sow Award. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Men, ever stop to think what's wrong with you? Dining alone. No beautiful girls in your life. Always the insipid jerk who makes other people want to throw up the moment you enter a room. Well, relax. 9 out of 10 times, the problem is simply loss of hair. And Mr. Macho has the answer. Natural-looking hair pieces that feel as good as they look in the wind, in the jungle, in the shower, when you're with that very special girl. Only you and Mr. Macho will know your secret. So in Cincinnati, dial 555-MCHO. That's 555-MACHO. Ask for Clarence.
Clarence.
Les, you got dead air.
Dead hair?
The weather report.
Well, it's cloudy today, Johnny. Our present temperature is about 57 degrees.
Tell them.
It's cloudy today. Present temperature is 57 degrees. Now back to the Dr. Johnny Fever show, already in progress.
Thanks a lot, Les. And I'd just like to say, congratulations on that Proud Pork Award.
That's the Silver Sow, Johnny.
Right you are, Les. And congratulations from all of us here at the mighty WKRP.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Say, Les.
Sorry.
Knock, knock, knock. Come in.
I just wanted to congratulate you on that pig thing.
Thank you.
Oh, you don't seem too excited about it.
Herm, would you like to go to the awards banquet with me?
I don't go out with guys, Les. Kind of a little rule with me.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing, except that I already have something to do tomorrow night.
Herb! Look. I went to the trouble of putting these lines here to indicate the walls of the private office a news director should have. I would appreciate it if you would be kind enough to observe them.
Jeez. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, Herb.
Boy, guy gets a gray hog award and he suddenly gets snooty on us.
The wethead's dead, Herb.
Hi, Jennifer. I was just, Oh, hey. Got some good news. Lucille has gone to visit her mother for a week.
Oh, that is good news. I'm sure she'll enjoy the rest.
No. You don't understand. This is our big chance. I mean, my wife's out of town. No one would ever know if you and I...
No.
No, why not?
I have a headache. I have to wash my hair. My mother's in town. I'm engaged.
Oh. What's this?
It's a memo. See, right there at the top, it says memo.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I can't do this. Listen to this. In keeping with the president's guidelines to cut down on expenses, there will be no more 3-martini expense account lunches at WKRP.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? You try to sell time on this radio station to a sober client. It can't be done. And you can tell Mr. Carlson he can stick this memo...
Morning.
...on the bulletin board right where... Hey. Good morning, big guy. How's it going?
Not now, Herb.
Shirley.
Yes?
Les, this is Mr. Carlson. I just heard about your award. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Hey, just wanted you to know that we're all very proud of you. And the station's going to pick up a tab for the banquet for you and a date.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
About this memo, how can you cut out business lunches and still pay for pig banquets?
Listen, you get an award and we'll do something about it.
Come on, Jennifer. I feel another memo coming on.
Mark my words. You get rid of the booze, you get rid of the business.
It's station policy now, Herb, and it's our duty to stand behind it. I believe in following rules, Herb.
Good. Why don't you join the Boy Scouts?
I am a member of the Boy Scouts.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Les.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Andy.
Sure.
Oh, Andy, as program director, perhaps it would be proper for you to accompany me to the awards banquet.
Oh, get a date, Les. Enjoy yourself.
Right. Enjoy myself.
Who you got in mind, Les?
I don't know any women. Like this Mrs. Rombauer. The widow next door. Maybe she'd go with me. She's starting to lose her hair, too.
Sounds like a perfect match.
Leave Les alone, Herb.
Oh, Herb's right, Bailey. Look at me. Who would go out with a guy like me?
All right, come on now. Don't put yourself down. That's the first rule in girl getting. Rule number two, dress sharp. I mean, look at this baggie you got on. And a bow tie? It says, hi, I'm remarkably dull.
New memo.
Oh, terrific. What's this one about?
George Washington's birthday.
It's 3 pages long.
I know, there's a lot of stuff in there about Valley Forge.
Do we get the day off?
I don't know, it never says.
Jennifer, I think you can help us out.
What is it?
Would you let Les practice on you for a minute?
Practice what?
Well, he needs to get a date for the banquet tomorrow night, and he just needs a few pointers, that's all.
What kind?
I'm not sure about this, Herb.
Nothing to it. This is how you do it. What do you say, beautiful? How about you and me getting it together tonight? You only go around once in life, so why not grab a little gusto?
Yeah, I like it. I don't like little gustos, Herb.
You see? That's how you do it.
She said no, Herb.
She always says no. Now, come on. It's the scrimmage, not the game. Come on.
Okay. You sure it's all right, Jennifer?
Anything to help.
Well, you see, there's this banquet tomorrow night, and this event is very special to me. And if you don't have anything else to do, maybe you and I, maybe we could go together.
I'd love to, Les.
Look! Guy needs practice now. Come on, make it tough. You know, make it real.
She said yes, Herb.
And when they say yes, they always mean no. It works both ways, right, Jennifer?
No.
Oh, good God, you said no.
Mind if I come in?
Good.
About this memo. According to this, we're supposed to start paying for all the coffee we drink around here.
Big guy, can I see you privately?
Why?
Well, it's about this memo business. I think it's a great idea.
Would you two excuse us?
Listen, I'm telling you, free coffee is
all
a
right.
Constitutional
Johnny,
right.
Johnny, come on.
I'll buy you a cup of
just
coffee.
Just look it
Johnny,
up. Juan Valdez versus the state of California.
Hey, guy.
Yeah?
There's something going on around here I think you should know about.
Oh? Well, go on.
Sit down.
There's a word for what some of the employees are doing around here.
What?
Fraternization. I found it pretty hard to believe myself at first. I know I don't have to tell you what this sort of thing could lead to.
Oh, heck no. Jeez. Well, what could it lead to?
It all starts very innocently, big guy. That's what makes it so dangerous. I mean, first there's a little conversation at the water fountain.
What?
Or over coffee. And then it's lunch. And the lunches get longer and longer. And the next thing you know, somebody's pregnant.
Pregnant?
That's why most of the major corporations have rules about employees dating one another.
Well, maybe we ought to have something like that around here.
You know better than I do how to deal with this sort of thing.
Right, yeah.
I mean, first you dropped the dress code. Then you took out the time clock. I suppose while we're being so liberal about this whole thing, we might as well let the employees have sex with one another. In the halls.
Memo.
Herb kills himself.
Now I'm talking head in the oven and I'm giving 7 points.
Hi, Andy.
There he is, the white superfly.
Since last I told you you could get a date, but, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the Super Bowl, pal.
Yes, well, is everything all right?
I've got butterflies.
Oh, now, come on now. Listen, there's nothing to worry about.
I can hardly talk.
Be calm, my man. You know, you got to get to know your inner realness. You know, you got to breathe in and breathe out and center yourself. All right, breathe in.
Now what?
I don't know. What is all this stuff?
Well, that's just my wardrobe for tonight.
Let's see it.
Oh, look out.
Disco-mania.
Just a coat.
That's very nice, Les.
I suppose they were out of the orange ones, huh?
What is all this stuff?
Oh, look at this.
All right, an ascot.
Get down, Lester.
Uh-oh. Lester bought a little dog.
Good to have everything shot before you wear it, man.
All right, look, Les, the wig is fine and everything. I don't personally think you need it, but that's your own business.
Yeah, but you know, I would get that thing some shots.
Here I come.
Yes.
Moment alone.
Mr. Carlson's memo for the day.
What's this one about, walking on the floors?
Read it.
No employee fraternization. No dating between... What is this?
It's a new rule.
But this means...
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, yes, it does.
Les, memo or no memo, I'll be ready to leave with you at 6 o'clock.
But this is station policy, Jennifer.
Les, never in my life has someone broken a date with me.
I heard that.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Hey, look, Les, I just forget this whole thing, you know?
Hell yes, man. We're talking human rights here.
I don't like to make any trouble. That's just the way I am.
Now, look, Les, I'm going to get this thing straightened out with Carlson. Are you going to see?
I'll go with you.
Yeah, somebody get a rope.
Hey, but no sheets.
Cincinnati, Mr. Macho has the answer. Natural-looking hair pieces that feel as good as they look. In the wind. In the jungle. In the shower. Or when you're with that very special girl. Only you and Mr. Macho will know your secret. So, in Cincinnati, dial 555-MCHO. That's 555-MACHO.
WKRP, Cincinnati.
Hey,
sticks.
Who is this?
It's me, Mr. Carlson. Les Nessman.
Good gravy.
Would all of you please excuse us? I have a bone to pick with management.
You bet.
Les, have you lost your mind?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. I think Herb is right. This employee dating is very, very bad.
So, it was Herb. I should have known.
Well, it was his suggestion.
Well, you shouldn't have listened to him.
Why not?
Because he's just jealous. Because Jennifer agreed to go out on a date with me.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I think she's just being kind. She probably knows I don't know a lot of women.
I'm sorry, Les.
I had a girlfriend for a while last year, but then she moved to St. Louis to find herself.
In St. Louis.
Anyway, I guess Jennifer just sort of took pity on me. I can see that now.
Oh, no, Les. Look, I'm sure that she wants to go with you. Oh, come on. Look, Les, you're very personable. You just won this pink porker thing.
Silver sow.
Why don't you go to that banquet and just have a good time? I don't care about employee dating. What the heck?
Really? Oh, thank you, Mr. Carlson.
Darn that Herb.
Hey!
I'm sorry, Les. Jennifer, would you come in here, please? Thank you. Listen, Les, I don't mind this fraternization thing. It's just that I don't want any sex in the halls.
I'll try to behave myself as well.
Jennifer, just forget the memo, okay? And you two just go and have a good time at this pig ball.
Before we go, I was wondering if you could, slip into a little bow tie for me?
Oh, yes, of course, Jennifer. I'll be right back.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. How was the banquet?
It was a lot of fun. Everyone just talked pigs all night, but I was really proud of Les.
Yeah. What's he like on a date?
Very gallant. Later, he took me to this intimate little place, and I had a martini, and Les had a hot chocolate. Then he took me home.
Oh, did he go up to your apartment?
Well, I invited him, but on the way up the stairs, his knees sort of gave out. But he took a rain check.
Oh.
Good morning, Les.
Oh, good morning, Jennifer. Oh. I talked to Herb and he apologized.
Yeah, that's right. I'm real sorry about everything. Big deal.
See?
I don't see how you can be so nice to Herb all the time.
Oh, Herb's my pal.
I'm his pal. Forgive and forget. That's my motto, right, Les?
Right, Herb. Herb? Remember once telling me that you bet Jennifer had a round bed?
Yeah.
Well, it's rectangular, just like everyone else's.